Around the globe, Earth Day is being recognized on April 22 with the theme, Our Power, Our Planet, meant to raise awareness, take action and to encourage the use of renewable energy and clean energy. In the small community of Grise Fjord, 1,160 kilometers north of the Arctic Circle, harnessing the energy from the midnight sun 4 months of the year makes perfect sense. In 2022, solar panels generating 10 kilowatts were installed to supplement the diesel fuel on which residents rely for survival. It was installed as an energy-saving project, David General, Senior Administrative Officer, SAO, said of the panel installation on the side of the community center. General said the panels, used for net metering, helps offset the energy consumed in the building. Plans to expand the project later this year are underway, with solar panels being mounted on the roof of the building, General said. The entire project was made possible through a grant from Canada's Northern RECHE program, which supports Northern and Indigenous communities in their transition to renewable, sustainable and affordable sources of energy. The new project will be one whereby we sell the solar energy back to QEC, Kulik Energy Corporation, the SAO said. Far-reaching rays. Klaus Doering, president of Green Sun Rising Inc. in Windsor, Ont. The company that installs the solar panels, said the Grise Fjord installation is one of 13 solar energy projects underway in Nunavut and one of 54 across Arctic communities. We are avoiding over 375,000 liters of diesel with those systems per year, and the number is growing, Doering said. We have done specifically solar systems for diesel reduction in remote communities, including the High Arctic. Grise Fjord being the northernmost community of North America, and being the smallest one within the Kulik Energy's territory, is also, by far, the most expensive power plant to operate for Kulik Energy, he added. When installing the first solar panels in 2022, Doering said QEC only allowed up to 10 kilowatts of solar energy in each community. The upcoming project in Grise Fjord will be a 100-kilowatt system, Doering noted. It's one order of magnitude larger than the one they presently have in operation, and that is under the Commercial Independent Power Producer Program. Under that program, QEC now allows for solar energy generation to be sold to it by the supplier, which they then sell back to the supplier at a higher cost than paid. Waiting for summer. While he said the QEC did delay the expanded solar project initially, Green Sun Rising was finally able to deliver two containers to Grise Fjord last September. So we presently have two 20-foot high cube containers sitting in the community awaiting the arrival of our installation team this summer. It will be the northernmost commercial, independent power producer solar project in all of North America, and it will provide the community with beautiful solar electricity, avoiding lots and lots of diesel. Doering said the initial 10-kilowatt system offsets about 3,000 liters of diesel fuel each year, while the upcoming project, 10 times larger, will displace up to 30,000 liters of diesel annually. Compared to the repeated shipping costs of diesel, along with financing and storage, he said his team have to arrive only once to install the system. And from there on, our friend the sun comes every day. So once our system is in place, the energy is being provided by the sun free of charge. And while the dark, cold Arctic winter provides no sunlight, he said there is an incredible amount of sunlight to capitalize on during summer. The solar photovoltaic system requires very little maintenance, Doering said, and they can monitor the system via the internet. I have well over 100 systems on monitoring, and I look at that typically once a week, and I also share data, he said. The community also has access to the monitoring itself, so David, General, can, at the convenience of his computer, look at the operations of the solar system. Friendly technology. Doering said he takes climate change very seriously. Climate change is real, and what we need to do is decarbonize. I will argue that solar energy will be a key element of the solution, he said. We do not lose electricity in the distribution grid, and solar energy is the least intrusive, and ultimately, the most people-friendly and most environmentally friendly technology we have. I am a friend of wind power, but wind power has moving parts. Moving parts attracts attention. Moving parts makes noise. Moving parts require maintenance because there will be wear and tear, and wind turbines are highly visible, and typically they have to be away from people, so you will have distribution lines and distribution losses. Water power is great if you have it available, but not everybody lives in the mountains, and if you make a new dam, it is a heavy impact on the environment. So I'm a friend of water power as well, but it generally is limited in areas where it's usable, and it will have impact to the degree that it is dam-based, Doring said. So, I do believe solar energy will be, going forward, a key solution to our climate change problem.